This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show brought to you by my friends from Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com, Beta 1 3D Glucan, the best immune modulator money could buy. Pretty profound stuff. We use it here on the show and for my whole family. betterwayhealth.com/radio gets you some deals. Now, Jeffrey Jackson's going to join us, our intrepid reporter in the field, and we're going to talk about parental choice going mainstream. Really, where did it ever go when it wasn't mainstream? What happened? We'll have to address that with him and more. And a little bit more science, because you loved the scientific article about liberals loving lattes last hour. We'll see if we can top that with drippy faucets, shall we? Yes, let's. Now, Super Don, I just got a question before we get into some philosophy discussion. When you're selling stuff, I mean, over the years, I've sold stuff on Craigslist with great success, bought stuff on Craigslist. Now there are all these apps like Let's Go or Let Go, or and then they're doing it on Facebook. Do you do these things? Anybody have an insight into what's the best system to, you know, you got some stuff you no longer need, you want to sell? What, any perspective?
To actually sell? Craigslist and probably Facebook Marketplace would be the two that I probably frequent the most when it comes to buying. And I've sold things on Craigslist.
You have? Okay.
So, yeah.
Just curious. Maybe our YouTube listeners have some advice.
I'll tell you, Craigslist was like the thing, right, for the longest time.
Right. A lot of competition now.
And the apps, I've never used like Let Go or you know, those other ones that are on the phones. But I got to say, the Facebook Marketplace has been kind of the thing for me lately. And the reason why is because with Craigslist, it's kind of like you have no idea who these people are. You know nothing about them. But with the Facebook Marketplace, it incorporates people's profiles, right?
Okay.
So you can kind of go in and kind of see, you know, it's like, you know, who are these people? They're real people. They're not, you know, type thing. So it takes the guesswork out.
Yeah, but are you conservative? Then no soup for you, right? That's what we learn about restaurants, right? That old show was more accurate than we knew. All right, so let's get into some philosophical discussion. I love this article. It's at Health Impact News. It says a young child's intuitive belief in a creator is only removed by indoctrination. Now, you know, this is very true. Some of you might go, well, isn't that a moment of doubt? Well, maybe. But we've emphasized in our Western world culture this idea of education from as early as we can remove your kid from your parents, from you, right? The better off it'll be for society. Why? Because they program these children to be good little citizens as they grow up. You conform. You do what everybody else believes. You become part of this social view of the world that might not be in alignment with your belief system, but my gosh, how are you going to ever get along? I remember the arguments against homeschooling all those years ago. Oh my, those homeschoolers, they're not socializing them. They'll be outcasts. And it's like, some of the most intelligent kids, most well-adjusted kids, in fact, coming through homeschooling. What is the distinction? Why would there be arguments against it? You know, someone say, well, you're not exposing your kids to other things. They'll come out and they'll be shocked. It's like, you know, most homeschool families I've met, they are engaged in teaching them critical thinking skills, learning about a history that they're not teaching in the public indoctrination, and even sometimes private schools. But more to the point of this article about intuitive belief, you know, left alone, what does a child, how does a child perceive the world? What does a baby see? Right? With their eyes. It's like there are windows to the soul when you look in a baby's eyes. And then they become more worldly as they become engaged in the art of communication if they're not vaccinated and destroyed before they even have that opportunity to develop an interaction with the world like we would come to expect. Hey, you have eyes, you have ears, you have a mouth, you have no, you know, you have a perception, your brain, your nervous system is working, and you can actually bring that out. What are your gifts? What are your special talents? How do you communicate? Now, everybody's got their strengths and weaknesses, but when it comes to a perspective and a belief about the world around them, the normal, apparently default view of the world is that there is a purpose for the planet. There's a purpose for creation, and that there is an order to the universe, and that there is a designer. They call it intelligent design. I don't need a creator, right? This idea of God, some would say if they're in a pantheistic viewpoint, gods. We have fun, we make fun. You learn about the Greek gods, the Roman gods, right? And then you go into monotheism. Again, these can be intellectual arguments, religious doctrine, dogma arguments about what substantiates your view or not. I mean, again, you're getting now into mental constructs. If left alone, largely, what are their perceptions? What do these kids see? I mean, I think they're amazed. I think about myself back in back when you're like watching the world, you're like, wow, that's the most amazing thing ever. Everything is met with, this is incredible. And of course, a certain point in time where you see the same thing over and over, you go, ho-hum, mundane. Life becomes that. Now, I think a lot of socialization is taught to remove the magic or the majesty of creation and try to argue that, you know what? All the wondrous things that happen here because of the mind of man. And you really need to interact with that. You need to get into school and learn about the mental constructs that we will inform you. And whatever you think is wondrous and amazing, it's because of man. Right? It's a very egocentric view of the world. And of course, we have an ego. It's part of how we interact with the world. But I think in terms of the awe that you have of creation and how the more you are made worldly by artificial construct, by collectivist education, the idea that everybody should go to the same classroom of the same age group, and we can program you into becoming, once again, that good little citizen. And that when you have this creative imagination, when you have this view of the world or an experience that doesn't fit within the confines of the collectivist mindset or education, then you will be made an outcast. You will be ostracized or taught that you will be. So come back in line, little Johnny, little Susie. Don't be thinking those thoughts about a little bit of you're a little too imaginative for this classroom, right? What is imagination? You know, images in action, if you will. You break down the words. You go, where does that imagination come from? And I think I've talked about gifts of creation, the gift from God. Freedom, free will, if you will, is a gift. The ability to choose. But imagination, the ability to create, or as I like to say, co-create, that comes from a far higher and deeper place than any scholastic setting, from any mental construct all the way up to the highest levels of piled higher and deeper, PhDs or MDs, and these concepts of degrees that take you out of the beauty of majesty and put you into a mental construct that tries to explain away anything that can't be seemingly easily, readily explained or duplicated in a peer-reviewed article. Now, one of the things I covered yesterday in my CBD lecture, interestingly enough, was an article about the genetic, how would we say that, individuality. Because everybody wants to know at these lectures, how much do I take? But what should I dose on? Which one should I do? And how much and how often? And I brought to bear the scientific journal articles that actually show a unique bioindividuality in terms of our interaction with the world, or specific to interact with cannabidiol or any of the cannabinoids, for instance, from the hemp plant. And really, I emphasized it enough that I was very happy by the end of the lecture. People didn't ask me, well, how much should I take? Maybe only one, but usually that's the big thing. Well, how much should I take? I got this. What should I take? I was like, Each and every one of you have to find your way in this existence, in this lifetime. And utilizing the creative imagination that you have or the subtle messages and communication that comes not because your teacher or your indoctrinators or your politicians or your media has screamed and yelled at you so long that you stopped listening to that connection to source. And you begin to say, wait, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to be very quiet. I'm going to be very still here. I'm going to listen. I'm going to go into a prayerful state, a meditative state, a contemplative state. You can use a sacred word, a sound. We've talked about these things over time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you get to that quiet, still point where you can actually listen. Now, some might be saying, well, that's crazy talk, Robert. Now you're getting into all the spiritual frou-frou stuff. I'm like, well, all right, let's talk about listening to your microbiome. Is that better for you? Listening to the critters in your gut. What are they telling you? What are your cells trying to communicate with you? Those are symptoms. What does the symptom say? Not that, oh, I need a drug. Shut me down. Right? It could be saying, man, you know that thing you ate for breakfast? Not good. Doesn't work for us. Therefore, it doesn't work for you. So we're not taught that. We're taught, well, no. The experts will know what to do. Seek the experts. Do not listen to your divine guidance, your inner guidance. And this is what we're talking about with this child's intuition, purpose, and nature. That they're born with that. It's inherent. It's you. It's part. It is you. And that it is programmed out of you. Programmed out of all of us. And again, this programming of a political divide is an artificial construct. It's an artificial reality that you agree to. So you get in on it. And yes, that's part of your ability to co-create. Of course, others have created it for you and you signed on to it. But that's part of your freedom to do that. If that's working for you, knock yourself out. If not, keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we'll keep attempting to reconnect you with the source of all sources in your own way, the way you're comfortable with, but ultimately physiologically explaining to you all the things that get in that way, that corrupt the messages, the messaging, the communication of a divine nature trying to speak to you at every time and speaking to your kids all of the time until you get in the way. Learn from your kids. Listen to them. Ask them questions. Try to keep them open to the voice of spirit, whatever you perceive that to be. Super Don, what do you think?
Amen.
Too much? Too much too soon?
There you go.
I've really stepped in.
I agree with you. No. You're right. You know what? When you're a kid, there's a lot of things that you have to work hard at to not lose, right?
Yeah.
A lot of that youthful optimism or the imagination and the creativity and the things that you just have when you're born. So, really interesting article, and I think it was definitely a good topic to start this hour off with.
For those of you watching on YouTube, I'm going to tell you a story about this, a really heartwarming, tear-inspiring story about this very issue of a child talking to an even younger child about what we're talking about right now. Stick with us. Go back and listen to YouTube later if you're not catching it now. We're at robertscottbell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, critical thinking skills intact, and I just saw a message from Officer Hayes on YouTube saying, hey, you know what, once I got the fluoride out, I could start thinking clearly again. Good point. Very good point. That's the physiological blockage I was talking about from other realms. Now, who is going to open up a blockage from an independent, intrepid reporter perspective? Our good friend Jeffrey Jackson. He's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey!
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Good, man. Now, a week ago or so, we had you on, and you reminded me, we mentioned this article that you wrote for Green Med Info about the fast-tracking of the HPV vaccine for adults. And I understand there's some updates we should get to right away.
Yes, and a quick background on that. So Merck's HPV vaccine, this is a 9-valent vaccine, which is the newer version of it. They're trying to fast-track that. The FDA just granted it priority review. So that's a 6-month, it's nicknamed fast track because it gets extra attention and extra agency researchers and money and funding. So they're trying to fast track that for women and men ages 27 to 45. So what does that mean? Well, the HPV vaccine, if anybody's listening to Robert's show or reading my articles or many other people, it's wrought with controversy, and there's a lot of issues in this vaccine. There's a lot of medical issues that we don't have time to go into now. You could do some searches online, but the issue of them trying to push this into a larger population when the initial questions of safety issues are still out there and being debated is very interesting. So I was recently at the ACIP meeting. That's the Advisory Commission on Immunization Practices, and that was at the CDC in Atlanta last week. Mm-hmm. And I was there with our friend Del Bigtree, a couple other people as well, and they covered this FDA review of HPV vaccine. So who did they bring up there to talk about this? Well, this is in front of the CDC, and they trusted none other than Alan Luxenberg. He's the director of clinical research for Merck Research Laboratories. So he gave about a half-hour presentation about how safe and effective the vaccine was and how we can trust him, of course, because he's a pharmaceutical company rep, director of clinical research for the HPV vaccine. So no issues there. Now, in that slide, it was interesting. I'm looking at my notes here. He mentioned, and so did the CDC's working group, which also presented on this vaccine, they mentioned that, this is a quote, the HPV vaccination will have its greatest impact when administered before the onset of sexual activity. Well, if you're pushing this in the age groups of 27 to 45, there's a concern there. Now, the other quote that they said is, over 90% of male and females are sexually active by mid-20s. So even their data says that pushing this into an age of 27 to 45 population would contradict their information. And it also was talking about there's no testing of individual susceptibility. So the safety profile that the Merck clinical research director was giving was on the four-valent Gardasil vaccine, which is already being phased out. So they were using the safety data, and they said, well, because the four-valent is comparable to the nine-valent, we're just going to give you all the safety and efficacy information of the four-valent, but we're just going to tack that on to the nine-valent, which we're trying to push into this new population. So I can see where there'd be a problem there.
Who are they promoting? I mean, who's their market there? I mean, are they going to convents? I mean, nuns? I mean, where are they taking this to?
Well, the U.S. population, and what's to me concerning is it's at the ACIP meeting. So what that means is if it gets a recommendation, once it's past the FDA's hurdle and ACIP recommends it, then it's off to the races. Then you get the bullying doctors, you get the school vaccination campaigns.
Wait for the
and
adult
all the
mandates.
We've covered.
They won't
so
let you into
the wild, so to speak. There's no stopping it. And one of the issues with this new 9-valent Gardasil vaccine is it has an adjuvant, an aluminum adjuvant that is supercharged and has a lot of big issues with it. And it's called, ready for this, amorphous aluminum hydroxophosphate sulfate, or AAHS. And there's 10 years of data on the issues of injecting aluminum, and the CDC and Merck and all these people talking about this vaccine are relying on the studies of limited studies of ingested aluminum, not injected. So this is a big issue because injected aluminum studies, which are not getting the publicity and the attention they should deserve, are showing brain inflammation, are showing the pathology of a lot of these issues that the girls are complaining about, and not complaining about, but talking about after the HPV vaccine, which is syncope, fainting, primary ovarian failure, a lot of nasty stuff. So yeah, I think it's up to us to, I mean, at best, tell the FDA to like start looking at the global
take this shot
body of evidence,
and take this shot
US
and shove it.
Limited body of evidence.
All right, hold on,
shot.
Jeffrey can't hear me here. We're up on a break. We got to come back. We're going to talk about parental choice as well. Stick with us. RobertScottBell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right in the show notes, you'll find links to JeffreyJackson.com, the articles that we're talking about, including the one he did for GreenMedInfo.com about the fast tracking of the HPV vaccine, a 9-valent, good Lord, doubling down on, and then some, of the quadrivalent version with the injected aluminum. Great points all, and that you were at the ACIP and were able to put something on the record there. Fantastic news, although we don't know if they're going to listen. But the reality is the word is getting out. They can't censor it, even though they'll try. Now, what about parental censorship? We've talked about the medical arrogance Like a mom, a dad has a healthy child, they bring them in for a well baby visit, get the shots, go home, and my gosh, febrile seizures, extreme screaming, reversal of the advancements in terms of development. All these things happen, and then the docs say, well, no, that didn't happen. Or it's not what you say it is. It's not what you think it is. It's not related to the vaccine, for instance. As we've said, vaccines leading cause of coincidence on planet Earth. There's a new article that Jeffrey Jackson has written about what he called the tipping point. Parental choice goes mainstream. And there's a lot going on in the mainstream media that they're being forced to cover regarding certain celebrities that have said, you know what, I'm mom or I'm dad, and I get to decide.
Yes. You know, I'll start this off by saying, in our modern world, which is culturally spotlighting women's rights, embracing female empowerment, why does the medical community and the mainstream media get a free pass to openly call for the persecution of mothers who exert their right to parental choice? That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing behind closed doors of the doctor's office, I hear of doctors bullying mothers, parents, fathers as well. But that's not where it stops. The media is promoting it. The media is actively promoting this, and no one's saying a word about it in mainstream culture. We have a lot of, you know, this is a world of safe spaces. This is a world of words we can't print, words we can't say without, you know, buzzwords without getting called certain things like racist or whatever. So and when it comes to a mother, though, exerting parental choice, the gates are open. So I ask listeners to think about that for a second. Why are we persecuting mothers who exert their medical choice? This is interesting. And it's been happening for a while now, but the atmosphere, the popular culture has changed within the last year, and it's still happening, perhaps even worse now. So there's a kind of a juxtaposition there that I ask people to think about, and that question leads to a lot of other questions that are really concerning.
Well, and the question, whatever the question is creating some problems for the gatekeepers in the mainstream media. Trying to, even though that we know the pharmaceutical conflicts of interest are very real and deep and very powerful and expensive, the human beings now asking these questions, the moms and dads asking these questions, and it would necessarily, ultimately, as a reflection of all of society, impact every group, if we can call it that, right? But we call it in government or in the Hollywood celebrity scenario. There will be parents that would be affected by the issues that we cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and that Jeffrey Jackson you've been writing about now for a number of years. And I look at the question that was asked on a billboard in Perth, Australia last week. We talked to Brandy Vaughn on Friday about it. What's in a vaccine? Do you know what's in a vaccine? The very act of questioning what's in a vaccine is met with derision and suppression and calls for censorship, which is only causing what? More people to wake up and go, well, why are they angry for asking a question like that? That seems like a reasonable thing to ask. So as we talk about some of these celebrities, and you certainly mentioned a few of them, whether it be Jim Carrey or the most recent one, Kat Von D, the tattoo artist in reality television land, saying, you know what, I'm going to raise my child organic, vegan, and non-vaccinated. And that raises what? Opposition from the media to try to attack her, which only raises more people to ask more questions.
Yeah, to put it simply for the listeners who may be just hearing this the first time, again, to put it very simply, there's two levels of public consciousness out there when it comes to, let's call it alternative health, or more specifically, the truth about vaccines. And that is, the levels are, there's the scientific level, so there's actual research going on, there's actual studies, there's parents talking about their vaccine-injured kids and talking about the mechanisms, and then there's popular culture. Popular culture has the biggest swath of influence, unfortunately. However, it's just the truth. So the popular culture vaccine paradigm must be defended at all costs. So that's why I started off this article and I said, well, who started this anti-vax movement kind of cheekingly? And I said, well, it must be Jenny McCarthy, or maybe it's Rob Schneider or Jim Carrey. And I started listing all the celebrities who came out. And, you know, as we've covered and as you've covered, the second they open their mouth, they get slammed hard. And the reason they get slammed hard by the media, which is pharmaceutically sponsored, is they're representing, their voice is representing the popular culture vaccine paradigm. And if that goes, it's over. So That's why research scientists can come out, publish papers, although they still get a lot of issues, a lot of pushback, their funding gets cut. There's still a lot of issues there, but it's a slower progression when it comes to that. The popular culture, it's one-to-one. They say something, the next day, 24 hours later, all mainstream media outlets are against them. And that's what happened with Kat Von D recently. That's what happened with, we saw that happen with Jenny McCarthy and so on and so forth. And even Andrew Wakefield at that pivotal time in the 90s.
You know, there's a reason that some of these celebrities are paid millions of dollars to endorse products. Because people follow celebrities. There's celebrity worship. There's a, you know, public, as you say, social consciousness that says, yeah, I want to be cool like that. Whatever it is that motivates. I've not been motivated by that for a long time, maybe ever. I've just always been the rebel in that regard. I didn't want to be part of it. I didn't want to wear a Boy Scout uniform because I didn't want to wear something that looked like everybody else. Not that I had purple hair or anything like that, but it was in me to go, you know what? This is me. This is who I am. And I would encourage people to recognize who they are and go for it. But recognizing that social constructs and social consciousness is a very real thing. Peer pressure, not unknown. I am not opposed to celebrities coming out and speaking this truth because it shows the absurdity and the outright viciousness with which they're attacked for sticking their head up and going, you know, this is me. This is who I am. And it's, yes, it's different than most people.
Well, I'll say this, Robert. Vaccine choice, parental choice, and the rugged individualism of one's own healing journey is the new counterculture, and that's what they're scared of. They're very scared of this. And these people that are coming out, these let's call them influencers, celebrity influencers, are a symptom of a growing trend of this individual health journey for people and a kind of a hands-off of the top-down physician is God paradigm. That it's slowly ending as we speak, and they're trying to slow that down or stop it with everything they have.
Yeah, we're in the midst of it. And one of the things they'll try to say is you're being selfish. Kat Von D, how dare you not only put your own child at risk, which is one thing. We'll go, okay, you're a parent, right? But, oh, what about everybody else? Like, you have a little typhoid Mary now. And you know what? What about everybody else? Screw everybody else. This is about my kid. I'm going to own that. And I think the parents need to own it and go, you know what? You protect your kids how you want to. I'm protecting mine how I want to. And those of you who are dunderheaded enough to believe that people who aren't vaccinated are somehow carriers of disease when you ignore the fact that the vaccinated individuals are sicker chronically and otherwise, and sometimes are shedding things from the very vaccines, creating a scenario for a communicability of something that wouldn't have been there had they not been vaccinated. So moms and dads out there, stand up for a defense of your children the way you know is right.
That's right. And in fact, John Rappaport, our friend John Rappaport, on Twitter just recently, he destroyed herd immunity. And I would urge everyone to go to his Twitter account and check that out. But exactly like you said, you have the vaccine shedding. You have vaccines that were supposed to last a lifetime, finding they only last 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, if at all. Mm-hmm. And you have the issue of booster shots being needed. You have the issue of vaccines completely failing. Herd immunity is a unicorn, and it can never be achieved because the vaccine paradigm is a false and failed paradigm.
Well said, Jeffrey. Well said. Now, did I mean literally screw everyone? No, I know people go, oh, Robert, you're so mean. I'm like, no, if you're a mom or a dad, you got to defend your kids. And that's the mess. Dr. Bitar, we talk about this all the time. Stop kowtowing to social consciousness, much less your doctor's unintelligible demands on you to inject toxic poisons into your children. You have got to wake up and recognize that path, as you said, that rugged individualism that has been now disowned by the collectivist globalist left. You say, oh, you're so mean. Well, you know what? I will be mean to people who are going to try and target my children for destruction with the claims that you're trying to save them. And if not them, because you know the failure of your vaccine paradigm, then the pretentious claim, unsubstantiated, like you said, the unicorn claim that, oh, my gosh, if your kids get vaccinated, enough of them do, then we've got this moo cow herd immunity and everybody's safe, despite the fact that the vaccines didn't work in the first place.
That's right. And at the, you know, it's interesting, at the ACIP meeting, they were talking about adding a third MMR vaccine for during times of outbreak. And it's funny because the times of outbreak in vaccinated populations are the definition of a failed vaccine. So to add a third failed vaccine to the already two failed vaccines that are going on is lunacy. And, you know, there's a video circulating online. Del Bigtree went up and spoke in public comment exactly about that and said, why are we pushing this MMR vaccine when there's actually two lawsuits going on for fraud that was committed when it comes to that vaccine and it's failed? And why are we going to push a third one onto the public? If anything, maybe you should go back to the drawing boards and figure out a new vaccine. I'm not saying do that, but
yeah.
You know, in their limited paradigm, I question why wouldn't they even be doing that?
Right.
Very, very interesting, and it's very telling how slow they are to act and react to new information and to reality, for that matter, in my opinion.
You know, I look at the coming collapse of the vaccine paradigm, because it's inevitable, folks. When it becomes so obvious, everybody goes, oh, man, that's embarrassing. And we'll look back at this time where we bought into this lie that antibodies are the key for protecting you from disease, or that it's even desirable to prevent manifestation of these childhood rites of passage that throughout history have been part of our strengthening of our immune system. Now, when I argue for that, it's like, oh, you just want poor, sick people to die. No, because I know the tools that can help nurse these poor, sick people to help get them through these normal developmental manifestations of eruptive diseases like measles, chickenpox, etc. And even mumps, even whooping cough, we have ways to navigate holistically that our emperor, king, queen in the FDA says is not possible. The medical emperor wears no clothes in this regard because they won't even allow... well, intellectual discussion, but how about inquiry into these alternative that we would agree to be first choice options to strengthen immunity from within, genuinely cleaning up our act, hygiene improvements, nutrition improvements, liver health, detoxification, all that we cover here. And Jeffrey Jackson, you are covering it so well, my friend. I appreciate you so much. And with that, we're going to take a break. Hey, is your faucet dripping? We've got some science about that coming up.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Thanks again to Jeffrey Jackson for being on board today. He's out doing another article, this time on the 2 years after Vaxxed, from cover-up to catastrophe, premiered. What's gone on since then? So revisit that. Also, thanks again to Health Basket and all the folks that came out. It was an overwhelming response on the hemp CBD lecture I gave yesterday there. We've got an immune system gut-focused lecture for the industry July 21st and 22nd at Maho. It's the Columbus event for health food stores. And there's also going to be hemp CBD happening there. I'll be doing some sovereign silver discussion. And July 20th, right before that, Whitaker's Farm Market in Belleville, Ohio. A public lecture, open to the public lecture in the middle of Monsanto farmland. We'll do our best to heal the guts of everybody that comes out for that. We have got the Cancer Prevention Convention August the 19th. That's a Sunday. We'll be broadcasting live and lecturing there. What a lineup. You want to be there. Dearborn, Detroit, Michigan. And then the Trinity Conference officially launches the new iteration of the Health Freedom Expo, September 22nd, 23rd, Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. That's upcoming, and there'll be more added. You keep checking the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll keep you plugged in. Now, we had played too much time on your hands for Philadelphia, University of Pennsylvania researchers doing a study on what do liberals drink? Who drinks more lattes, apparently? You got too much time on your hands if you get to study that. Maybe there's a reason I don't see how important that is, but I would rather, actually, this study we're going to talk about, we could have asked a plumber about this, perhaps, but Cambridge University in England, for those of you listening on UK Health Radio, they finally figured it out. They've discovered how to stop the irritating plink-plink of a dripping tap. You ever been woken up or kept up at night? Seriously, not just like a cartoon reality, but hearing the plink-plink? I have. I remember that in my life.
Yeah, it can become annoying. Now listen, if you had asked a plumber...
Yeah.
The plumber would not have probably explained this to you. The plumber would have said, let's fix the leaky faucet,
let's
right?
tighten the faucet down and take it.
Ultimately, that's the solution to the problem. Now, have I had one? Of course, I think everybody has at one point or another. So what have you done to fix it before?
Well, I don't know. Let's think about it. Let me hear the sound first because it might trigger some memories in me and what I did. All right?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a leaky faucet or somebody playing tennis.
Yeah, that's sort of like a table tennis or whatever, but that's an exaggerated plink, I think.
Okay.
You can hear a little bit at the end there. So, it's again, whatever variation of that, it can drive you mad. It could.
Of course.
So, of course, what you do is you try to go to the sink and tighten it down or fix it. Or sometimes people say, hey, put a washcloth in it or put a bucket in it. But, you know, you'll still find that eventually it'll be a thud sound or something will make the sound.
And you want to know what I've done?
What have you done?
All right. Now, you know how most sinks, if you look at the side of the sink, it's got kind of a little bit of kind of an incline to it, right?
Yep.
And so what I'll do is I'll position the faucet just enough so that it kind of hits the side of the incline, and it kind of slides down and it's not hitting something flat, right?
That's smart because what they found, the researchers at Cambridge figured this out. The sound is caused by the air bubble that is trapped when it hits straight down. It captures and hits, whether it hits water or another surface, it traps a bit of air under it, and it's the air that causes the percussion or the concussion sound of the plank. And so they've also identified, and I think this is not unknown, but if you change the surface tension of the water by adding, put a bucket in there, put some soap in it, and the surface tension is changed, and then there's no air bubble trapped, it immediately just kind of just goes in silently. So don't call the plumber. Just put some soap in the sink and let it fill up slowly. Hopefully it doesn't overflow.
Again, I have to ask the question. They assembled a research team at Cambridge University to figure out why a leaky faucet makes a plink, plink sound. Again, did we need the power of the science department of Cambridge University to solve this problem?
Well, since they've already cured cancer, right, then they're wrong.
I guess.
All right, folks. Remember, clean up that water coming into your house. Get a whole house filter system from our friends at Synergy Science, or get a point-of-use unit right at your sink, and you'll get the molecular hydrogen as well as pulling out the garbage you don't want in there, including the chlorine, especially the fluoride. If you have fluoride, there's a way to do that. Robertswater.com. You can download a free ebook there, and let them know you heard about it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. They give you a special, special deal. Folks, what a great show. Great way to start the week. Thank you all for being here. Remember, archives are available pretty quick at GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, and iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and, of course, on YouTube. So we'll be back with Advanced Medicine tomorrow. In the meantime, get out and enjoy the rest of the weekend or the week start, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.